This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. With all of the recounts and the Monday morning quarterbacking after the election earlier this month, the midterms, did you hear about California's Proposition 12? I'll talk about it after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
The buzz sure has continued about the midterm elections, but maybe you didn't hear what happened earlier this month on Election Day in California with Proposition 12. If you're listening to me on the radio in California, yes, it's probably a subject you know so well, but I would imagine many of you elsewhere aren't familiar. With Proposition 12 and the deadlines set for animal agriculture, egg and veal producers will have until year after next to overhaul their facilities to provide more space for chickens and veal calves. Pork producers will have until 2022 to meet new requirements. And I'm not just talking about the egg, veal, and pork producers in California. It's American producers elsewhere who want to be able to sell their products in California. Some of the people looking at this, including the Animal Agriculture Alliance based in Washington, D.C., say it's a very aggressive deadline. It'll require a massive shift in the animal agriculture industry. So it really isn't known at this moment whether it's realistic. And then there are the consumer concerns. Will these new regulations prompt food scarcity in California? Is it possible that food costs could be driven up for producers? That's what many in the ag industry have been saying, even before the passage of Proposition 12. So U.S. producers have been closely monitoring this ever since voters in California approved way back in 2008, Proposition 2, as it was called, that established new floor space requirements for egg production. But Proposition 12 takes it a step further. And yeah, a lot of folks are concerned about it. And some in Washington are looking at perhaps laws to correct this. I'll be back after this.